Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
People don't realize with dog rescue, you still got to pony up a little moolah, right? For those rescues, don't you?
Well, the good thing was, you know, I was gonna do that and everything. But when it came time to pick up the dog and sign the paperwork, the rescue said, "Well, as part of your wedding gift, as our wedding gift to you, we'd like to give you this dog for free." And I said, "Well, that just sounds wonderful. Thank you so much."
Making the bed is a pointless chore. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I agree.
Disagree. You don't make the bed?
No. Mm-mm. But then I sleep so soundly, I seldom even move the blankets.
That's it. I don't need the last one ever.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Ford, if anybody had 5 seconds before Rob Ford brought me joy again, as he always has on this show, this is why I love the guy, because it's instantaneous. He comes on, and I didn't know until Rob Spiewak mentioned it that he was using a virtual background.
Yeah.
And we were cracking up so totally. Rob Ford is sitting in front of a library that looks like it is in a $10 million mansion.
Oh, beautiful. It has a ladder for the top shelves.
It has a ladder for his books.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, Professor, my God. What a home he is living in. I mean, that cabinetry is just so spectacular that he has in the background. And, you know, we've all read the articles where we judge the guests on television with their backgrounds.
The presentation,
and we are, by the way, joined by Rofo, Rob Ford, a staple at Podcast Village, and a former intern and helper at the Mike O'Mara Show. And the reason we've got him on today is because he is a newlywed. But it's just always, and this is how I can describe it with you, Rob. It's always something with you that there's no waiting, either with something you say, something you do, where it's always, and I think that's what we look for in anybody associated with the show. There's always just a tiny little interesting component.
A granule of the unexpected. And how I noticed is we were doing the test today about a half hour before we hit the air. And I, you know, we wanted to make sure the audio was right. And I looked at his shot. I said,
"You wanted to make sure the audio was right? What was the occasion?" Sorry, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later in the show.
So,
but I listened to the show from yesterday and compared it to the show from today. That's do it. Yeah, that's. I'm sorry. We'll get to that later. I've had some audio issues.
Conversation. Yeah,
I've had some audio issues, and it's brimming, Rofo, right under the surface. Under the surface.
So I glanced at...
What do you do when you... Excuse me, Rob. What do you do when your kid is on a show? You want to go check it out, and then you listen to, "Hi, it's the Conan O'Brien Show," and then... We've done it. It's a problem.
I thought we were going to address it a little later in the show, Mike.
Sorry, can't help it. Top of mind.
I'm with you.
Yeah, that's right. But let's talk about Rofo because he got married.
But I glanced at Rob Ford's shot and I said, "Rob, everything looks great. Headroom looks good, but you're a little blurry and your background is so sharp. Why don't you go and focus?" He says, "Oh, background's in high def because it's a virtual background."
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, okay, hadn't noticed."
This is by design.
I can only give
you
so much with me. Yeah,
you work from home. You gotta put your best foot forward when you work with clients. So
exactly.
Now I have a computer where I've tried to play with it. My computer won't allow me to give you virtual backgrounds because I guess I don't have a modern.
He's
enough
got
computer.
A new machine, a whole full terminal from Podcast Village because he edits.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is that why I'm not? I mean, there's nothing I can add on to my computer to make it.
It is give me hardware virtual. Prohibitive that special back. The I guess the ability to throw that background on.
But why do you need a virtual background when you have a magnificent background already?
It's true. We spent a lot of money on this.
Yeah, we would never put a virtual one on you. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, right. We don't need a virtual one when you've got
the real deal.
Yeah.
There you go.
The virtual one doesn't allow you to move around, Mike. If Rob moves around, he will fade away.
That's right.
See?
Yeah. Oh, well, pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, well, let me be the first to say
your ears kind of go away when you lean back.
Lean back again. Let's see. It's okay. It's all right. Let me be the first to say to you,
no, I like it.
Congratulations on your secret wedding.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I'll tell you, Rob and his wife, so classy, had a thank you card to me for his wedding gift within a week. Blown away. I've never seen anything like that in my effing life.
He had a what?
A thank you card sent for his wedding gift within a week's time.
What did we send him?
You did not send him anything. I gave him a gift personally for my wife and I.
That's wonderful. Yes. That's wonderful. Should I have sent a gift, Oscar? You're the thought police on the show.
Do you think I owed him a gift? If you didn't get an invitation, then I don't imagine you should.
An invitation to the wedding?
Yeah.
Did you go to the wedding?
No. They got canceled because of COVID-19.
Keep it in your pants. We've got Rofo on. Rob's going to be like,
yeah, he's like, I got to be better than Rob.
It's what he does. That's his motivation right now.
If you didn't get an invitation, the way I understand it, to the wedding, which I did, then I don't think you owe this man a gift.
So you didn't send me an invitation to the wedding because you knew I'm down here in Florida, right? And I wouldn't
Exactly. Yeah. So then you're clear. Okay. You're the clear, Mike.
And I don't even have to have a discussion about that because I know that's true.
What do you think?
I sent a virtual gift. I sent that gold sculpture over his shoulder.
Did you get an invitation?
No, I got no invitation.
Yeah, then he's clear.
No.
Now you work with him every day, though. You used to, right? I mean, right. Rob Spiewak. Are you? I count him as a friend. What?
I count him as a friend, but also I know these are crazy times, and you have to pick and choose the number of people you're going to invite to an event.
He had 300 people limited. Coming.
You can't do that. So yeah, I think I'm not offended by it.
300 people?
Wasn't it roughly 300? Okay,
right, before this gets out of hand, there were so what we were originally going to do is it was originally going to be just a family, a wedding and like close family friends,
right?
And then we also were going to have mine and Christina's bosses were going to be the invited as well. So I invited Oscar and Charlie, the bosses from Podcast Building, and she invited her bosses as well. And then it was just family outside of that. And I think the original list that we invited was going to be, I think, in the neighborhood of 75, maybe a little bit less. So
it was still going to be a
relatively small ceremony.
Did Charlie Bernie come to the wedding?
No, it's COVID-19 era. So
nobody came to the wedding because it was actually kind of weird because we sent out the save the dates. We made a website and everything for this wedding. And then 2 weeks later, this COVID-19 happens and the world shuts down. So we decided, it was like, okay,
yeah, but didn't you like decide to get married an hour before COVID?
Well, no. So we decided to get married near the beginning of the year. And and then because of COVID, we were originally going to get married at the end of July.
Yeah.
But then we weren't sure if anything was going to be open, if we were going to be able to get vendors, if people were going to be able to travel for the wedding. Mm-hmm. So we decided to cancel it. And so then that's
a big win for you.
And then we weren't sure about, like, you know, are like the courts going to be open so we can get this license and all like the boring stuff about getting married and legal stuff.
Yeah.
So we got in we live in Fairfax County, and we were actually the first couple in Fairfax County to hold a virtual appointment with the Fairfax County Courthouse.
Look at this.
In order to receive our marriage license.
Technology, baby.
So when did you send the invites out to everybody?
So the invites went out, I would say, maybe middle to end of February, if I remember correctly. And they were just save the dates. They weren't even invites at this point.
It was save the dates. Okay. It was on our fridge.
We were going to be doing this at the end of July.
Yeah.
And when did you pull the plug on the regular wedding?
It was like, I think it was maybe March 15th, March 20th, when
was the plan at that point to kind of wait it out? Or were you thinking that, what was your thought process after you postponed the
Because you could have used it if you weren't in love and you were just being bullied into this, which some people alleged.
Yeah, let's just say that.
If that was the case, you could have used this as like, look, I want to do this in front of my family and friends and bosses.
Right.
So let's hold off, hit the brakes.
Not to mention, that's a factor as well. That's pretty. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I am in love. So luckily, that wasn't an issue at all.
How sweet was that? I want to give you a Tony Bennett hug. That is so
sweet. I'll give you the harps for that. Yeah. I'll give you the harps and the angels. You're in love.
I want to throw up, but I'm so happy for you.
That's right. He dug his heels in on that.
Yeah.
He's in love, Flav.
Yeah, boy.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
And you know, so for us, it was never, and then definitely for me, it was never about like the day or the event. It was always about the life after. I mean, that's always what was important. So what we figured was we wanted to get married kind of around the same time. And so we got married when we did, which was, we ended up getting married on May 30th.
So you decided early on that you would say, hey, we can't do it that, but let's just get married anyway.
Yeah, because we got this application for a marriage license, and we didn't realize it really until we got it, that it was like there's a 60-day hold on. Like, you have to do it within 60 days of getting the application for this marriage license. And
then you're out, and Mike, you're out $9.
How much does it cost to get married at the...
So it doesn't cost much to actually get the application. I think it was maybe $30 or whatever.
That's
it was.
Okay,
for us, it was a question about, like, are the courts going to be open? Is that office who handles that going to be open? Is there going to be hold on these kinds of things? Remember back in March, April, we didn't know what any of this
shut down
was going to look like. Yeah.
Who was at your virtual ceremony?
So we had, I guess, there were 13 people maybe in total there.
Lucky 13.
12 people there.
Was Charlie
like
there?
Did you Zoom them?
No, nobody Zoomed. So we actually had it in person. Very close immediate family came in. And
sweet. Aw.
Well, then it wasn't virtual.
Yeah, it wasn't virtual.
It was in person, and we had it. And a guy who I think I talked about him on this show, my old boss from the furniture company, my old days.
He's your steady
when I was
doing
hot
chick. Yeah,
I remember him. You traveled.
Oh, so you did. So you did invite an old boss.
Yeah, not our bosses.
So he. So I was his wife.
That's the man that tried to seduce you in Oakland.
That's right. Yeah, that's correct. Right.
That's way back. Yeah, that's ancient Rofo history on the show when he used to travel with his old boss to like furniture shows.
Right.
That's where
let me show you Sequoia National Park.
That's right. And the good thing is now for his wedding he received a stainless steel desk.
We're gonna be traveling out there on September 3rd, and when's the furniture show? That's September 6th, and we'll have a few days to get to know the national park system. I brought a tent. But anyway, it's
a full size tent.
It's fascinating.
Pass me that pole. No, not that pole. This pole.
Nah, hey.
So because I don't talk to you, and because it's safe to say, and you've been with this woman a good long time, but it's safe to say that this relationship has improved and grown over the years. It sounds like me. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. With any relationship,
sometimes they deteriorate and fade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got
I wouldn't know.
Often.
Enjoy this ride, Rob. Let me tell you. Let me just tell you. Enjoy the next year, year and a half, 2 years.
Don't listen to him.
You know, there are sculptures that were made in ancient Greece that are every bit as good as they were when they were sculpted before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then there are other mediums that don't last, like paint, and they just sort of decay. There's still a reminder of the beauty of it once was. But it's not what it once was. It has deteriorated.
I have done it 3 times, okay? I did one where I never should have done it, okay? Where I knew I shouldn't have done it. Knew it, and just thought it was the thing to do. There are many people that get married for the same reason.
Yep.
It's the thing to do. I grew up during a period of time where people were getting married young, and they thought that was the thing to do. It was a mistake. Shouldn't have done that. My first spouse would agree with that. The second one, that's what I would like to refer to as the old blind side. You know, hitting all 8 on the career, focused on the career, really just not paying attention to everything going on. That's where it was, you know, what? Really? Huh? But that one died as well. This one, I will say, if it goes by the by, that'll be a second blindside, because I'm extremely happy with what's going on with this one. But you never get happy. Don't get happy.
Don't get happy.
That would be the kiss of death. If I was like, wow, I really got it going on. No, I don't have it going on. I mean, I'm just hoping against hope that this is it. This would, I can say on my end, this would rock my world if things went south. But I qualify that just because I'm paranoid about mm-hmm. that. So I'm here to tell you the institution itself, mm-hmm. I'm very happy with it. If you've got the right person who's got your back, and it's easy
to grin when your shippers come in, Rob.
That's and you've true. Got the stock market beat. But the man right. who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat.
right,
that's
Chicky,
the advice
baby.
I have for you,
Rob.
All right, I'll write that down.
You mentioned you mentioned your old boss. What? We didn't get a chance once we heard that he was there or he was available. Was there anything that did this? You know, the gravitas. Like he's seen you grow up, literally.
He has known me since I was 17 years old.
That's adorable.
He's known you since you're how old?
17.
17. Yeah. You know, it's not uncommon, Rob. I hate to jump in.
Yes, please.
It's not uncommon to have tears at a wedding. People
or
crying.
That moment, Rob. Or if there's anybody, any man or woman who thinks line is.
Speak
right.
now or forever hold your peace.
Can I just say something, please?
I've known this boy since he got his driver's license, and he didn't cry, did he?
No, but the wedding did take place at his home.
Oh, that is sweet.
Oh, wow.
That.
Yeah.
That's a nice stack of bricks I've heard.
Yes, Chateau de Desk Chair.
Very sweet.
That's very, very nice. That's a friend. Yeah. That's a true friend.
True friend.
That's
absolutely
friend.
A friend.
Although, you know, there's a school of thought that cynical DJs will say, you know, nothing's for free. But that's all right. I mean, that's, you know.
Some cynical DJs would say that venue was paid for years ago on a trip to Oakland.
Oakland, California.
You can keep a secret, can't you, Rob?
That's right. That's right. No one need know about this.
The wedding was beautiful.
The wedding was beautiful. It was everything, you know, we could have asked for. Christina was lovely. It's the most beautiful I've ever seen her. And it was a really great day.
What type of pressure were you under? And especially with the, you got, man, look, I'm just going to give you some context. If this happened during the time I was getting married, I'd be high-fiving behind the scenes because then I wouldn't have to deal with any of the drama or the cost.
I think it's, I think it's a win.
This is a huge
win. I think most dudes would tell you it's probably a win.
Did you feel
out there
any pressure to get her a nice wedding gift? Because then technically, you know, you weren't spending on the other side.
Wedding
so,
gift?
So what are you
talking about?
Don't
wedding
you give
gift?
A gift to your wife? I had to give a gift to my wife.
No, the wedding itself
you know
is a gift.
What the gift is? The gift is moi.
Oh.
And then there's a matter of a ring.
This actually makes a lot more sense while you guys are so unhappy. I got my wife a gift, and she got me a gift, which was sweet.
Oh, and that's why you're so happy?
I'm unhappy.
Exactly.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you don't the people buy you gifts for the wedding.
Not when nobody's there. 13 people.
but it's not. That's not a gift time. Okay. The gift is like the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Fair. What about your honeymoon?
So I didn't know what this thing that like Rob and Mike, they said you don't give your wife a gift when you get married.
It's not traditional. It's not traditional.
It's not.
Look, this might be new. I don't know.
So Christina brought that up. She brought that up, and she said,
"I love Christina."
We need to get each other like gifts for our weddings, and I said, "Oh, I hadn't really heard of that before."
Little opener, maybe, you know, pop over to the dollar store.
It came out. She had already gotten me something by the time that she even brought it up for the wedding gift.
Oh no!
Oh, so she's just covering her ass at that point.
So I said I didn't know that, but I guess we can work that out. So she got me a pair of the brand new AirPod Pros.
Nice gift.
That's nice.
Pretty good. Pretty strong.
Big win.
And then it was about this time that my lovely now wife, she works volunteers with a dog rescue, and she went off on a transport where they bring a dog from another location, bring it to the rescue, so then they can find a home for it. Well, she comes home, and she decides that she wants to adopt the puppy that she had just. That she had just transported because she bonded instantly with it. Mm-hmm. So my wedding gift to her was we welcomed this new puppy into our
home. Oh, that's sweet.
So you're a two-dog family now.
We are a two-dog family. The new dog's name is Faith to join Fiona. So two dogs.
Faith and Fiona.
Oh, that's
sweet. And people don't realize with dog rescue, you still got to pony up a little moolah, right? For those rescues, don't you? A little bit.
Well, the good thing was, I was gonna do that and everything. But when it came time to pick up the dog and sign the paperwork, the rescue said, "Well, as as part of your wedding gift, as our wedding gift to you, we'd like to give you this dog for free. And I said, well, that just sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
So technically, if we're talking about she got you the AirPods.
Right.
And you... got her. There's no financial outlay.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah. Your goodwill worked out for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
There will be.
You
a
just
lifetime,
accepted the I dog in your house. That's your gift. All right. Yeah. By the way, I'm having a little dog anxiety too. You know, as opposed to getting a rescue.
Big week for you. Big
yeah.
Week.
You can spend $400,000 and get a Boston Terrier coming into your world on.
Tell the breeder you're just getting married.
Mike, yeah, the breeder that we're, that's meeting Carla halfway, you know, not driving the dog all the way down. No. Yeah, so, yeah, Friday is the day, Rofo. We get a brand new addition to the family.
Hey, that's exciting.
Winslow Homer O'Mara. Really, yeah. My son is so excited. Carla's over the moon. Anyway.
What kind of dog is Faith?
So Faith is a hound and a beagle mix and some other things, but primarily she is hound and beagle.
Is that who was howling or Fiona yesterday?
Oh, we were talking. That was Faith. That was Faith.
Yeah, those are two good noisy breeds. You're gonna love that. They talk a lot.
And Faith is Faith a is that any is there any religious significance in the dog or what?
So she, you know, with a lot of these rescue dogs, they come with names, and sometimes they're terrible, and you rename them early on. But that's the name that she came with, and we liked it. We thought she looked like a Faith, and so
that's
we went
sweet.
With it.
Faith's previous name was Killer. That was the name. So now it is on to the married life. You've been married a while now. How is have things changed at all? Have you sensed any kind of change? Obviously, you get to know the person with
they're
the
basically
COVID.
Married.
We're all in the same house, but it's togetherness. Do you notice any changes? Everything going all right?
Things are going well, I gotta say, but you know, we're 3 weeks in, but there's a lot of life left to live, but you know, I'm feeling good about it. I really am.
Right. And can I ask you a question? Did you lie out in the sun yesterday and like cover all of your face except for the end of your nose with foil? I'm just kind of curious about that.
Well, with this quarantine, the looks go out the window. I mean, I was always just, it was a big priority for me before, you know, when I was looking at going about the world and everything.
Just look like you got a little sunburn.
Really taking a toll, but now that we're in phase two in Virginia, things are opening up.
That's right. The spa will be open and he can go back to
a
damn
lot
beauty.
Nicer looking, so stay tuned.
That's it. You know what? You're a joy. I should have you on the show more often. And congratulations to you. Listen,
thank you.
I and a gift, even though I wasn't invited, a gift is on the way. Rob, one of the gifts I used to give people at WJFK, you will be receiving a signed autograph picture from me. That'll be signed by Rob, and that'll be on its way. Which
it's
is,
so sad when
we still
I see
have
people,
any of the publicity photos lying around.
I might
around,
have
or,
one. I might have to cross out a few people, but I think I got one.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight. I'd love to get a new one done down here, a glamour shot. We'll see with that. I should update it.
Occasionally, I'll see people post an old publicity photo from the old days on Facebook and say, look what I found. And it's everything I can do not to say, don't think that that's really signed by them. Because I can spot them a mile away.
How old would that generic publicity photo that I had taken in where was it? Adams Morgan or someplace like that where we had those publicity
shots.
Oh, I know
it wasn't Adams Morgan. It was
at
just
a studio.
Off the Beltway. Yeah. It was, what is that city that flooded? It was that Maryland city
Ellicott
that flooded.
City?
It might have been. It might have been
Ellicott
there. It was just,
city?
Just off the Beltway, yeah.
All right. Well, get one of those. I need to get a new one. We all probably should. But in any event, congratulations to
Thank you.
And don't be
Faith.
A stranger. And to Faith. And to your lovely bride. And I'm glad you had a great wedding. And don't ever change that backdrop. That is a backdrop that says CNN retired general all the way. That is fantastic.
I love it.
Thank you, Rofo. Let's start off the show, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God. This is absolute paradise. Best second date ever. I swear to God, if I see a sea turtle in that ocean, I am riding it.
You can't ride the turtles.
Well, what if they want to ride me?
That's inappropriate.
And disturbing.
Okay, maybe you're inappropriate and disturbing. I'm just being nice to a goddamn turtle.
Have respect for the island.
Shut the f*** up!
You don't even know me!
Nice to meet you.
I love kids. Oh, I want kids so bad.
Aloha. Can I offer you a cocktail?
Oh, what do we have here?
We have a couple of local favorites. We have the Mai Tai or the Tropical Itch.
If I get a tropical itch from this guy, I'm gonna be a tropical bitch. 35 years on this planet, not one STD. Can you say the same?
Ooh. Checking in for Morris.
Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Morris.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. I like the feel of that. I like the smell of that.
Oh, aloha, bro. Can you point us to the spa, please? Oh, Timmy! What's up, buddy?
What's going on there, Rich?
Hey.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Tim. And Missy, Tim's girlfriend. Hey, hi, Tim.
Oh. Tim's friend. We're friends.
Oh, yeah. I think we soared way past the friend zone when I gave him the old Jergens jerk on the plane right over here.
Sounds like somebody had a fun flight, huh?
No, she's joking.
Right? Yeah, I'm joking. Wow. Sensing such a strong sexual connection between you two.
I swish. She nailed us, huh?
Oh, no, not you two. You two. Do you have a history?
She doesn't know about you guys?
Know what?
These two were freaking engaged. He was the guy before I am now the guy.
You know, we should get going. We're going to be late.
All right, we'll catch up at the welcome mixer.
Mm-hmm.
The spa's got to be this way, babe.
Well, Mr. Mystery. Any other deep, dark secrets you want to share?
That's so...
You know, it's fine. You're lucky I'm not the jealous type. In fact, if you want to face me, I'm totally cool with it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Wow.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Been a long time since I've watched in its entirety a comedy two nights in a row.
Yes.
That's how much I loved The Wrong Missy, which was, you know, and by the way, I hope more people do it. Not getting the feedback I expected. I thought I'd get the people giving me some raves on that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but check out The Wrong Missy on Netflix if you get a chance. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios, heard all the way from Lawrence, West Virginia, Starbuck, Washington, Blue Earth, Minnesota, Clancy, Montana, Condom, France.
Hello.
We're Condom, France.
Condom.
Prophylactic France. And Tamuning, Guam. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Cornerstone. As things slowly start to reopen, we're seeing signs of stabilization in the housing and mortgage market. So it's more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. And I trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. And you should, too, as we adapt to the new normal. Cornerstone First has emerged as a leader by educating our listeners, not selling them. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are a lender and a broker allows them to have all the programs available, and a retail bank can't do that. I can't do that. I know that. Lieutenant Dan! I don't know what's going on. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Interest rates on 30-year fixed rates have fallen into the twos. Man, that's good.
Yeah.
Into the twos for the first time ever. So that tells me, get it. If you're thinking about it, and you can do it during these difficult times, take advantage. Cornerstone First will put your home's value to work for you. Well, we'll come out of this together. We will. And when we do, Cornerstone First will be there. 202-625-1221. CornerstoneFirst.com. You can reach them there, too. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. All right. Shall we discuss the elephant in the room here?
Let's get to it.
Yesterday.
Yeah, please.
So yesterday, I don't look in on the show. I've not. There are people that do what we do for a living, whether it's television, whether it's movies, whether it's radio shows. I'm not a big one for listening to myself. Once right. I do the show, it's out there. I deal with it that way. And that is a fault of mine. Because I probably should do it more often. Because we are very, very concerned about the product that we offer. However, when someone is my progeny and they're on the show, it's kind of an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And
you want to check it out, yeah.
Months and months and months ago, maybe a year ago, maybe it's been a problem for this show forever that the people that post the show will post the show at extremely low volume. And so I don't know the history of how long ago we dealt with
this. I would say about a year ago. I look back in my text.
I identified it, and it's only ever been identified by me. It's never identified by anybody that just says they listen to. And what it is we post a YouTube video every day, sometimes late, sometimes it's never like early.
Well, so just for context, anyway, for those that, if you want to know how we make the soup, Mike, if there are video edits to
you're
be made.
To me or our listeners?
No, to anybody, whoever's out there. Yeah.
Well, you said, if you want to know how we make the soup, Mike, that was kind of directed at me.
It's more like a.
I'm just on guard right now.
We're not attacking you. We're all a family here.
Right.
If there is a video edit that needs to be rendered and exported, it takes infinitely more time to edit video than it does audio.
Huge
so it takes
files.
It takes longer to edit those and then upload.
So the audio portion of the show will be up usually within a couple of hours of
show. It's up within
taping,
hour. Within that
and within the hour, unless there's some massive thing that goes out.
Correct.
The video, it's a different story.
Correct.
But because my son was on the show yesterday morning, I wanted to check it out. And I go to my YouTube page, and I turn it on, and I hear Mike here in the distance. And I remember suddenly, and Oscar and Rob, you remember how I handled that the first time. Well, if there's anything you can do to stab me in the heart more, you can upload the show softly. And this is how my mind works. I perceive it as, What are we doing? What are we afraid of? There's so many layers of me apologizing to our listening audience for this. If you're passionate about the show, we've had comments on the show. Why is it so softly? Why is it put up so softly? And we dealt with it and we handled it.
Mm-hmm.
But like everything in our world, we have to stay on it. And the buck stops with me. I did not police it. I didn't stay on it. And it was a goat F, and I just went nuts. And so I sent out a text, and then Rob called me, and Rob's comment to me was, I listened to the show and compared it to another show, and it was fine. What I didn't know he was meaning was that the other show he compared it to was our show, which is ridiculously low volume and has been. I said, turn on anything on the internet. I said, put on Conan, put on The Tonight Show, put on the guy, the dick that's out in the woods chasing snakes. They're all like, hi, I'm here right now and I'm doing this. And our video is like, hi, what's happening? Like that. And I was out of my mind. So that's where we are.
So I saw the text come through. I called Rob immediately because I was on the road, and I said,
he said, you listened to you compared the show to another TMOS show as well.
The way that I read the text,
and I did too, I misunderstood the text.
We had a level issue that you could not make, you could not hear the show, and that was like alarming to me.
Yeah, we thought
it was so low that it was inaudible.
We thought it was, and also I was under the impression it was unique to yesterday's show. Like it was something just that happened in one day. And I said, well, let's make sure that we are at the same.
At the particular time, I had done that, but I thought when I first heard it that it was particular to this particular show that we recorded.
Yeah, so that's what our alarm went to immediately.
That was the initial thing
like,
we
is
checked.
Is there an
right.
issue with the volume level? Did that somehow in upload get transcoded wrong?
So at 3:59, I write, anyone want to share with me why our audio is so low on the YouTube video?
Yeah.
And and that's where I guess the confusion
I got an immediate
in.
Call. I immediately called to Rob and said, I'm listening to this on the car. Maybe it's like my stereo is better than what Mike's listening to. Can you listen at home as well?
Right.
This sounds fine to me as far as volume level is concerned.
He's just full of shit. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
No, no. I said, let's dig into this. Don't worry about it. He's full of shit. Doesn't mean you get a call.
Right.
He said, I'm going to call Mike to clarify what's going on.
Because really, my thought is that yesterday's show, there was something particular to yesterday's show. That's why I compared it to a previous show. Now, I understand that the overall volume could go up. And if that was the concern, we fixed it, and we will now on.
What was the difference DB-wise?
All of the videos were soft.
Yeah, correct, because they were all at the same DB. Them. What was the difference? How much more or less were we?
I actually recorded from YouTube into our recording software so I could get a graphic representation.
Yeah.
Seemed to be about 9 or 10, maybe as high as 11, maybe as low as 8.
I stopped there's you a right variant. There.
Right.
I understand that meters have been used on this show forever to look at a computer. This is I do it with my ear.
I understand, right?
I have a computer where I am, hold on. You're indicating that this was a dramatic difference between what I listen to on regular. I'm constantly, I live on YouTube. If I'm not surveying, I'm on YouTube almost every day, every night, listening to things on my computer audio religiously.
And look, so you're right. It's jarring if you go from one video to another and it's not. The video isn't matched. I get that 100%.
The audio was almost lower. Non-existent. I mean, it was so soft. Am I barking up the wrong tree here? Am I hearing?
I honestly, Mike, I did not see the biggest difference.
In your car?
I was listening in my car, in my stereo.
Well, what? To what on your car? Your YouTube video
You can pull
up
YouTube anytime.
All right. I wouldn't. That's not how I would do it. I would do it. Most people consume it listening. If they're watching a video, they're watching it on their computer.
It just happened
screen
to be where
their
I was.
Tablet or
where
their phone.
I was. Right. That's all. Okay. That's the only reason I pulled it up. It was in all the right. car. And so then I heard it in the car and I said, okay, let's fix this. And then Rob said he had the solution.
Well, we boosted it. We just boosted it higher and we matched it graphically to. And also,
so how many shows have been posted at that level?
This was probably our, you know, and Maddie probably knows better.
Because I went back like
I would
the
say
last
this
show.
Is this is probably right. our general volume level for the past, I would say, 4 months that we once we rebuilt the studio. But we've never had a complaint before. That's why I was just for the thousands of people.
I
that
open
watch.
It to you listeners right now.
Please.
Go ahead, go ahead and back me up.
No, we would love
I'm not
the feedback
wrong about this.
Yeah.
What's like, that?
We never said you were wrong. You were absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I just don't understand how it happens.
Well,
I don't know how to say 4 months of that volume level when, pull any one up. You know, I mean, and we haven't gone back and corrected the volume level on the
only
other ones.
Only yesterday's was correct. I'd love for listeners to weigh in on this because I'd love that feedback as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a dramatic difference,
why am I smelling a Mike's full of crap attitude on this?
This is. You asked us to fix something. We agree.
Well, no, but you. I mean, obviously, it sounds like it's not that big a problem.
No, I was.
Is it perceived that we've done something for 4 months? Could we have done it incorrectly for 4 months?
A 10 dB difference, if that is truly the case, is a margin for error that we can address. But it's not.
I don't like dB.
It's not grave.
I like what I hear on my computer. That's literally how I consume.
Give me another measurement to outside of your ears that's universal.
I have no idea. I mean, it's just for me.
I will say this, Mike.
10 dB. This is not a minimal issue. This is a huge issue.
No,
this
it's
is
a,
what's
it's a
we've
big
been
swing,
there before.
I agree. It's a swing. I agree.
But it was. I'm talking about maxed out on the player. All of that. That's what I'm trying to think. And I'm just trying to figure it out. Just trying
we
to
have,
figure. And it's,
the
there's
past,
nothing
we,
to enhance it on a computer. That it's a computer. That plays a video, one you can hear and one you can't. And then every other show, I guess you're saying for 4 months, one you can hear, one you can't.
Well, I guess that's my educated guess. I don't know if it was the last 4 months. I just know that's the last time we moved around that component of the studio that feeds that. But Maddie, in fairness to you, do you boost anything in post?
I typically do not play with the audio.
Okay,
post.
So you just take it as it comes in.
Yes.
Okay, well then that makes sense. Then it's because when we switched out the headphone amp here that feeds that audio chain, that's when it would change.
But why didn't we know about this earlier? Just out of curiosity.
I honestly, on
you,
my end,
you addressed this specifically.
Yes.
I
watched the show. I watched the show on my computer, and if I can hear it and the fidelity's nice, that's the most thing. That's what I consider all the time. Not really volume.
Does anybody
push
else?
It up. I know I do because I don't want to get yelled at. Bottom line. And it's quality control.
Yeah, I check in twice a week. I do. I look in, make sure that the shows are up, that they look good, they sound right.
So what's the point?
Well, no.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what... I'm getting an overwhelming sense. We f***ed up, guys.
Agreed.
And I know the
listeners
are going
agreed.
To say... But this attitude is kind of like, oh, well, Mike, it's not... I'm just trying to figure out what's going on so I can tell the listeners.
If you're looking for a fight,
I'm not looking for a fight.
We agree with you.
I'm just trying to, but we owe our listeners an apology, and Mike, I owe our listeners an apology for
Mike,
this because
we are fixing
when we
it.
Post a, yes. but when we post, but it shouldn't have never, it shouldn't, we've been there before. It should never have happened again.
I agree with you. Listen, mm-hmm.
why when I wrote on my text messages, Rob writes back to me, this stops today. Today's show is being corrected currently.
Those are empty
words.
And
volume, what do you mean?
I'm saying this stops today doesn't help.
Why are they empty words?
Because you have to constantly monitor this. That's the bottom line.
Well, you're saying Rob's words were empty? I thought Rob was kind of just saying, this stops today.
Rob's, honestly, he gets too dramatic when he apologizes because we know it's going to happen.
But I mean, I thought it was a dramatic enough audio change. I think you're hearing something I'm not hearing. I think you're hearing really good audio for whatever reason on whatever sources you're getting it from. And I just think that I'm not, I'm the average schmo that's listening to it on a laptop.
My constant is not volume level. It's always been fidelity. That people are not breaking up, that you're not coming in hot. That's always
I'm talking about. That's literally
matches,
not being able to hear the opening of the show. That's
how low
the volume is.
I don't have that on my file. I do not have that on the file that I listen to in the car. And the original file, I do not have that on that Maddie put up.
Well, then you're out of the equation. Rob, okay. I'll talk to you about this. Okay.
Right.
Because the fact is, Oscar may think he hears it. Oscar's hearing something that might be a better computer, the technology that came out an hour ago, but I'm hearing, an average aged computer, 5-year-old computer, and it was non-existent. And I think that, by saying it's not going to happen, I think that you did the test I wanted you to do, was listen to other videos on YouTube.
That were louder.
All of them.
They were louder.
Yeah. All of them. All of them were.
We took random examples.
I took maybe 5 of them and listened
benchmark.
To the ones.
It's an excellent benchmark.
Right.
And I asked Rob, what's the difference on the volume level between those videos and our video?
Because originally I did
and
go
10
by
dB
ear, too.
Is bullshit. There's no way.
I have not looked at it.
I know what 10 dB is. It's absolutely untrue. There's no way. There's no way, because I tell you, I wouldn't be able to hear you right now if I could, if that was true, because I wouldn't be able to hear. And I'm just telling you that I have read this before, and when we tweak people, it's just a question of
if you went to YouTube right now, we have not.
And if I played YouTube through the show right now, it would be enhanced with amplifiers that are used
for our show. If you went from yesterday and then the YouTube video from the day before, you'd have an equal representation of what we're talking about right now.
That's what I did that. Well, I did that prior. If that other one hasn't been modified,
it hasn't been modified.
Other one was low as well.
That's what I'm saying. But you could play it right now, is what I'm saying from your to prove your point. You could play it right now.
Oh, F you, Oscar. I'm not going to play your little manipulative games. I know what you're doing to me. Yeah, you're trying to, because it's not going to sound the same coming through a microphone. I'm telling you what happened yesterday. I don't want to play with any of the audio on the show as an example right now. I don't want to do that. That's not the way I want to do it. I am talking about just literally a volume level so low that I couldn't even hear the show.
You said,
sounds fine to me, and that's the gospel.
No, it wasn't the gospel. I called Rob. I said, this sounds pretty good to me, but I'm in a car. I can't judge the audio in a car. Were not those the words?
That's exactly it. And I listened through my computer. I think I've got rather large computer speakers here. I think one of the issues might be is that if we are not pushing the audio up like we did yesterday, someone who is listening on a laptop is going to face a challenge because it's just not going to get as loud.
Agreed.
And if that's the case, we should have realized that. We're going to push the volume up now, and then it's going to be better suited, easier, as we all know, to back off from an audio file than it is to boost it.
We all agree with you, Mike. 100%.
Right. It just doesn't sound like that. it just doesn't really quite sound like that.
I was just saying that fixing it was something that was turnkey to fix, and I was happy about
I have nobody else to play this off of right now because I have no one that's able to tell me if it sounds like I'm kind of getting, poo-pooed with this.
Who's getting
worked? It just doesn't sound like this sounds more like it's my issue. That's
no.
That's
no, why. No, no, so. No, no, no. There is an audible difference between both volume levels, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, we can't break down a percentage of people that listen to this show or watch the show on YouTube with a computer, laptop, or a phone, or whatever. But right. I'd certainly like to see
it should
whether,
work
you know.
For everybody, and have a, they should have a pleasant experience across the
exactly.
board. I thought Mike, the key takeaway wasn't the volume level; it was the jumping from one video to another and having a pleasant experience if you're surfing through YouTube. That's what my takeaway was.
Well, like, no, so it should match that would inter- I mean, I am talking literally about an experience where it was turning it on and not being able to hear it.
Well, that's what I guess.
Literally that's- not being, hearing it far away. The experience would be if you were matching levels with everything else, and that would indicate that, no, it would have satisfied me to have something even halfway there.
Well,
I'm talking about
well, that's
on my
what
level.
I'm saying, that this is highlighted. And it was a problem, because if you're watching YouTube the way you're watching and jumping from video to video, like we actually had on the stream, when you're listening to other podcasts and listening to our podcast, you want everything to be lifted and be the
right,
same.
It's hard. It's hard to do that.
Yeah. So but we're doing in that same vein. We're doing this right now with the YouTube video.
Right.
All right.
So thank you. Like it means a lot. Like I actually have a thread back and forth with Rob all afternoon yesterday, making sure that everything is where it should be.
That's going to match the stream. It's going to match the actual podcast that's on the website. Everything will be at the same level. So it is not a matter of having to ride the gain in your car if you're listening to the different sources.
And realistically, even from our end, like when we put that new amp in, that's probably where that starts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy to boost and post.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What concerns me is the backlog of shows that... but,
and Mike, you know. That is easy to go back and fix.
But I mean, I don't know if it's worth all that, you know, I don't know how much time that would take, but I'd like to know. I'd just like to get some other ears on this.
It's not a problem. But we're not going to touch it until Friday, I would imagine, because that's something Maddie can work on the
weekend. That's fine. That's fine. All right. Anything else about this?
No, we're on the same page. You seem to be not pleased with this conversation.
No, I'm not. But that's okay. That's me. We'll take a break now. A lot of things I'm not pleased with every day. But anyway, that's okay. We have to take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara. Thanks for responding. I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste. Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy, because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart. Socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Life is complicated, especially now. The last thing you need is a hassle in the kitchen. That's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. Right, 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 right. Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Yay. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, or something from your personal home bistro, Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's freshly.com/TMOS.
Mike, sing you a song of sausage baked penne with zucchini, tomatoes, and cheese.
Had
fantastic.
It.
So great. Good. So good.
It's yummy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Yeah, so if you ever have an issue, we used to have quality control where people would reach out to Pony. If that's still going on, I think
they
we can still reach out if you've got issues.
Support at MikeO'MeraShow.com.
And drop me a line on Facebook, too. Personal message me if you're friends with me on Facebook. And just give me your feedback and let me know where I stand on this, because I'm just still a little confused by the whole thing and a little unsatisfied.
Well, all I can say, Mike, is that you will be satisfied moving forward. I agree with you that yes. It was a dramatic difference and it was audible. And for me, it was just I would check for the fidelity. I always feel like, especially since we moved to work from home, I want to make sure that all our levels are the same coming in.
Matched
and
up,
it's
right.
Mixed together and no one is over-modulating. And I'll give you the perfect example. Some of Rob's promos are low coming into the studio, and I have to boost them as they're coming in. Mm-hmm. And I texted Rob on Sunday night. I said, hey, heads up. I noticed that some of your promos, and I don't know if that's the soundboard you're using, are roughly 20% to 15% lower than they should be. Can you boost them for Monday's show so I don't have to boost them every time on the board?
Right.
Those are the small tweaks we work on all the time.
So they're all normalized now, and they're matching up.
This is a constant iteration. So for you to find something that we hadn't seen is absolutely fantastic for us. That means that we're all working together here.
Especially because we can fix it.
Yeah, because sometimes you get so in the weeds that you're like, as long as it sounds clear and no one's breaking up,
right?
We're good.
All right, so please drop us a line. Yeah. Let us know how we're doing, because we always are concerned about that. A company that I don't think is necessarily concerned with quality control in what I am now referring to as our Lemon House, where I'm trying to go through. All right. If you're keeping track right now, this is appliances within the domicile. If you're keeping track right now.
And they all came with the house. You haven't replaced any since you bought the house, right?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, because they were advertised and they are. You can look at them. They are relatively new.
Okay.
But if you, so I include the washer dryer as the first situation here.
Right.
Washer dryer. Dryer, $200 twice. So that's hundreds of dollars
and doesn't
to get
it kill
the dryer
you?
To work.
It kills you to put $200 in a dryer, because a new dryer is about $800. So right. You're sinking almost new money into it.
It was not that much, but it was getting there.
It's
and
brutal.
Then finally
right.
it was
is brutal.
And it's 6 weeks of, waiting for a part command. So the washer dryer is the combo. I'll include that. Faucet sink faucet. Plumber comes out, says, there's a problem here. It'd be cheaper if you went out to Lowe's and got a new faucet. So right. I did that. While he's putting in, he said, by the way, do you see that separation between the countertop and the actual sink platform? I said, okay. Well, there's a separation there, and that's what's causing your water to get. I said, water to get where? Oh, the water that's leaking down underneath your sink. You see that wood there? And that's when I kind of went,
oh.
Well, but in fairness, I don't know. This was an elderly couple that lived here. I never met them. I never saw them. But that. So that's number two. So if
right.
you're keeping track of number two, that's the Lemon House. Then the dishwasher. I don't even remember what was wrong with the dishwasher, but it wasn't working.
Right? I remember it wasn't sitting right, so that the
wasn't
drawers...
sitting right coming out. Yeah, that's still right. probably a problem.
Right.
Then the biggie, the Mac Daddy, the big, big, big one.
Oh, no.
Went in there to throw in some food. I think I got some chicken wings to reheat. Put them in the microwave. Nada, niente, nothing. Pulled them out after 35, 40 seconds. Nothing completely done. So that was an expensive repair. He had to get the thingamajig to repair the microwave. That was another one. So flash forward to the ice maker. And the ice maker, I put it up in here. Then I put it in again. It's a little ice maker on the outside of the refrigerator.
Right.
Very to the eye, to the naked
in the
eye.
Door.
Beautiful refrigerator. I put it on and I go, nothing. Gears working, things spinning, lots going on in there. And so I said, I'm not doing it. I can't get another repair guy out here.
Right.
I can't go through that again. We've had three different appliances, three different repairs, a plumber out here. I just can't do it. I had a whirlpool over at the other house that never, there was no looking back.
Right.
But the Samsung, the phone maker, the cell phone maker that makes refrigerators as well, it sits there and grinds. So I go to YouTube.
Right.
Yes.
Kaboom. I don't realize that Samsung has had this problem with an ice maker forever. So there are four or five videos at a very lovely, nice level on YouTube that show these people pulling out the ice maker, the ice chest, and then the glacier that exists underneath this ice maker hanging down, which in many cases doesn't even allow them to take the ice maker out. So they say some people are taking a hairdryer to it, but it has a force, an FD feature that they explain that you force defrost it.
Oh my
and
God.
That's what I end up doing. I force defrost.
But you shouldn't have to force defrost an ice maker because it's 2020.
I'm going to have to do it again, I believe, from all these videos. So I press the button and then, you know, I keep going back. They said 20 minutes. To get to say, we'll thaw it enough to dislodge the ice. I didn't know. They didn't say that. I thought it would that it might just melt away, but it didn't do that. So I go back in and I look at the glacier that's underneath this, and I think it might be dripping, but I'm not quite sure. And then I touch it with my finger and a big chunk falls off. It's like, okay.
It's satisfying.
It's dislodging. I got a towel. I did on the video. I put my towel underneath that. It's starting to drip a little bit. I chip out the other with a little butter knife. I kind of chip that out and I look and there are some ice cubes that have been lodged and frozen with extra water in the back, and I chip those out, and I look, and I do an experiment, get my little phone flashlight, and I'm looking at it. It looks completely clean. Call my wife over. I said, take a look at Mr. Handyman and what he did today. And I show her the back of this. I said, do you see anything in there? There's nothing. I think you, within a very short time, you're going to have ice. So about an hour goes by. I go back over to the ice maker. Clink, 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 clink. Nice little ice cubes come out. Not the ones with the coating of like frost.
Oh, so
like
fresh
we were getting before.
Yeah.
So, no. This was ice cubes that had a coating of little frost stuff on them. And it's gone. It's regular nice little ice cubes.
Good.
Okay. Would you like to ask me how long the ice maker worked?
How long?
How long?
2 days.
Oh God. No.
2 days. And apparently the Samsung Corporation is more than aware of this.
Oh, really?
That people have been, they
sucks.
Don't fix it. There are people that have
Christ.
Had repairmen. Don't have a repairman. Come on. Defrost it yourself and do it 50 times a year, and then you'll get ice cubes. That's it. That's why we have to take a break. I'm up on a break here. So,
how old is the fridge?
You know what? That I don't have the answer to. It's relatively new, but I'm not sure. Relative when you're 61, soon to be 61 years old. Relative could be 40 years, Oscar. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
I'm on Wikipedia, and it says that services offered by Samsung include advertising, construction, entertainment, financial services, hospitality, information, communications,
right.
technology, medical, healthcare services, retail, shipbuilding,
yes.
but nowhere does it say ice maker.
Right.
Obviously not a point of pride.
Exactly. We've got a quickie break coming up. We'll be back for a second and away for a second. And so if you're keeping track, if you have trouble with the Samsung refrigerator, just keep monitoring it. If you have trouble with the audio on the Mike O'Mara Show, just keep monitoring. That's what I want you to do. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Some of us are getting pretty tired of just sitting around with nowhere to do any gambling. I say we start making some bets on TMOS. How many times will Mike complain about his neighbors? How often will Rob mention fruitcake? And what are the odds Oscar will destroy another part of his tiny house to save 50 cents
tiny
on a plumber? For a good bet, shop on the banners of the Mike O'Mara Show. Guaranteed jackpot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It is a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part, they've got a great food database. They let you track what you're putting in your body, and that's the key to the kingdom, in my opinion, when it comes to it, and Noom does it better than anybody. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. Noom is the best. Oscar and Carla dig it. They've always digged it. It's fantastic. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. You are going to love Noom. I promise you that, ladies and gentlemen. You will enjoy enjoy that. All right, we just have a few seconds here because we ran late with trying to figure out the audio, and I'd have to go back and listen to the show to find out why I wasn't satisfied with that discussion.
Also,
because I'm really confused
right now. Quick update. I think it could be as little as 2 weeks as far as the new volume level is concerned, because...
Well, you said 4 months before.
I know, because that's the last time.
It's going to drive me nuts now.
I know. Well, I'm going to find out after the program as well, because I had Pony in here 2 weeks ago, and we ran all new cable.
That's right.
To the...
Well, it's interesting who was radio silent during all of this.
Yeah, he didn't actually chime in, which is strange.
At all.
But,
He didn't even on the thread yesterday.
I didn't go to him.
I figure he's like rocking in the corner with his knees up in his chair.
He's not my Batman. Though he did answer a question about an advertiser for me on demand, which I appreciated, in the evening.
All right. Do we even pay attention when he's not on a thread anymore?
No, honestly, as long as he's up and breathing and he gets me a report when I need it.
He doesn't like to text in the dark.
That's it.
It's tough.
By the way. Down here in South Florida,
yes.
I'm not a compensated spokesperson.
All right.
But if you can find your way to getting this advertiser on the Mike O'Mara show, I will be grateful because down here in Southwest Florida, when you're out of doors, there's the company.
Yeti.
This is a big time company. Everybody knows Yeti coolers. This is an extremely expensive vessel. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. We've had drink vessels before that you freeze they no longer advertise with us, but they have advertised in the past. I am telling you, at 8 o'clock in the morning, ice cubes in this vessel and ice cubes at about 4 or 5 o'clock at the end of the day, keeping things icy cold. And down here, you know, I'm starting to, it's a process to learn why the guys all were drinking out of these.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Until I saw them for sale at a golf store in summer where it's 98 degrees. What do you have there? What is that?
This is the thermoflask. Which
we're talking about the Yeti. I don't want to knock off.
But I'm saying that, you know what? I'm saying that I
don't want to knock off.
I don't want to knock. This is the Mac Daddy. I don't know that other one. I'm not sure, but you're saying
I'm saying I've got a Yeti cup upstairs that Julia uses for coffee.
They're phenomenal.
And when I get the thermoflask, it'll keep me in a cold drink through like maybe lunchtime. I'll go up at dinner and Julia is still sipping her coffee slowly because 5 hours later it's still hot.
My question is, are they putting some kind of chemical in that's going to kill us all?
What it is,
that's what
black,
I'd like to know.
It's black
I'm not
magic.
Sure. They are. I mean, I'm sitting there all day. I think the guys I'm out on the golf course are getting pissed off at me. I'm going, this is really, and they're all looking at me like I'm some rude.
Well, it's
and
so they all cold. See that.
They've been around forever.
Yeah,
for
they've
about
been around
five
forever.
Years. That's why they're
I'm an idiot.
What are you doing?
Sorry. I don't get excited about many things.
You know what?
When it's 100,000% humidity and it's 95
Mike,
degrees.
You haven't been in Florida during
long
this
enough.
Time of year.
That's right.
To talk about, hey, I see what you guys are using on the course. So
and
you
be
haven't
fair,
been around. You haven't
to
been
be
around.
Fair, Oscar, up to a few years ago, anytime I brought up Yeti to Mike, he said, I don't like snow monsters.
I will tell you, they did just come out with their tumblers.
Those yes, they have tumblers
me.
As
Those
well.
Those intrigue me.
You know, for sitting outside, DC summers.
I was shocked.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? So, you know, if somebody get that to them, and wouldn't that be great?
Send it
Come
over.
Come on, Yeti. Come on, Yeti. It's a drop in the bucket. You can
have
Have you seen their
the
coolers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're so expensive.
Yeah. They're very
they
expensive,
work,
but I'm thinking, I don't know what they're putting in here. You know, check and see if there's any plutonium in there. That's what I want to
find out. I never transport a kidney without a Yeti cooler because they're the best.
By the way, our kicker today. Extremely, there's not a funny line at the end of the kicker today, but it's a great story.
Okay, good.
And it's a fabulous story, and it's a story with my current state of mind that has brought me great joy. We'll do that
Excellent.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Extension cords. They're for sissies. Sweet or salty. I kiss both ways. I'm the only one who likes to wear goggles. My left pinky is useless. Justin Bieber. Hang in there, boy. Betty White has more upper body strength than most men. Seattle's a hell of a town. That Space Needle. Oh, whoa, boy. You don't hear much about the shoehorn anymore. By the way, if you need it, buy it at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Target, boy. Or Walmart. Boom. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The TMOS Shopping Center. It's better than good. It's unbeatable.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Coronavirus update. Due to social distancing, 24-Hour Fitness is closing 100 gyms and preparing to file for bankruptcy.
Yes.
DJ Rob Spiewak says, quote, doesn't affect me at all. American Horror Story has announced its 10th season has been delayed until 2021. Producers of the show say, if you want to be scared before then, just watch CNN. LOL, murder hornets. And due to COVID-19, the Academy Awards have been rescheduled. They are now set to start in April 2021 and should end by June 1st. It's a long broadcast.
Well, they've got a lot of movies this year.
Yeah, no business like show business, like no business, you know. But the TMOS bonus show is like no podcast, you know. Everything about it is appealing. A sixth uncensored TMOS episode every week. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Also, there are nearly 500 other commercial-free uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day. And a subscription just might cure your dim-wittedness. It couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
It's your passport to the Asport. www.fullstop, Mike O'Mara Show, fullstop.com. Dot. Wrong. What? I'm Mike O'Mara. I guarantee it. Now back to the Rifleman, Chuck Connors.
Great
already,
show.
Already in progress.
News.
I want to read the last story first. Actually, we're going to have an abbreviated news you may not need.
All right,
here we go. I got to be careful here because I respect everybody during these times. And, you know, how far back do you go and what was the intention? The Black Lives Matter movement and the protests that we're seeing across the country are reaching out into all areas where we hadn't thought before. There's a sea change out there, and I hope for the better. Penny Lane. The same Penny Lane that the Beatles sing about in their song of the same name is a real street in the band's hometown of Liverpool, and it might be racist.
Yeah.
What?
Listen up. People have started to turn on it because it might have been named after an actual slave trader named James Penny. Some of its street signs have even been vandalized. For the record, Liverpool's International Slavery Museum says there's no conclusive proof the street was named after James Penny, but they're looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Rob, you care about things like this, so you'll keep us posted as to whether Penny Lane isn't
leaving. As far as the production of the record, it is it's a great record. But if that's the case, I really don't think we can go with. We gotta look into it. You know, another thing, Leesburg. I've been thinking about it. Not a great name for a town.
Oh, that's right, Robert E. Leesburg. Is that what that is?
Yeah. So I think maybe we need to look into that as well.
I grew up on Penny Dog Lane.
That's
Penny
different,
Dog Lane.
Yeah. Lane.
Lane. Penny Dog Lane. Well, you know what, Leesburg. How deep do you go?
I'm looking
the other way. I'm sorry. Lee County. Grant Avenue. my street in Manassas would have been fine.
Right.
But Lee Highway, I'm thinking you're commemorating a guy that fought for, you know, the Confederacy
Lee
and slavery.
Highway also, oh, God.
That's Robert E. Lee.
Said, now,
it's
to be
all
fair,
Robert E. Lee.
To be fair, Leesburg is named after Thomas Lee, who is an ancestor of Robert E. Lee.
Mm.
But then it still muddies the water. And you know what? We need to look into something that's like Libertyville, and then I'm all in. No one can argue with Libertyville.
Well, no. I think we stop naming streets after people.
Oh, I
think
do too.
I mean, really, that gets a little crazy because then they do something horrible, you know. But I mean, Libertyville, you know, Freedom Lane.
Yeah.
You know? Oak Street. It's a tree. Can't hurt anybody. Anyway,
O'Maraburg.
No, that's a name. That's a name, yeah, but, and then they'll find out that I did something
record,
horrible.
Though. Spotless, you know? Record.
Thank you. Just when I was starting to look a little more optimistic that pro sports could return, there's this. God. But, ESPN says a small number of Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans players have tested positive for coronavirus.
Not shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have that many people
and
around.
And patient one is obviously Jerry Jones, right?
No, he's fine.
He's on the yacht. He's isolated.
Yeah. I'm on my boat.
I'm at sea.
I bet he'd say that.
I'm at sea.
Are you aboard the SS Yellowtooth?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, then, hey. Hey, welcome. Hey, come on up the gangplank. Yeah, sorry. Want to go on my tender? Let's go for let's go to an island retreat, my tender. I'll show you my unit. Anyway,
one of the Cowboys is Ezekiel Elliott, so they got a superstar.
Oh boy.
He wasn't happy that the news leaked, and he tweeted, quote, HIPAA? Oh, so the doctors let that go. That's not cool. But I thought you're supposed to report it. Of course, that's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. That's supposed to safeguard the privacy. But his agent confirmed the report, said that Ezekiel is feeling fine. It's unclear who the other players are or if their conditions are more serious. None of the Cowboys players has been at the team's facility, but it does speak to opening up sports where, by its very nature, you're swapping spit.
Yeah, it's going
to
be impossible.
Did you see what sounded so stupid?
No, did you see?
Like they're making out. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Swapping sweat, Mike.
Swapping sweat. There
what the agent said. He said, show me the virus.
Show me the virus.
Help me to help you.
When it comes to pointless opinions, are you in the majority or the minority? Someone asked people to choose whether they agree or disagree with a bunch of rando, controversial statements. How many of these do you agree with? Let's do it rapid fire, all three of us right here. Cold weather is better than warm weather. 37% agree. Do you agree that cold weather is better?
Yes.
I say no.
I disagree.
All right, so that's two. Rob has always liked cold weather. He's consistent on that. Nickelback is actually a pretty good band. 48% agree.
I agree.
You agree, Rob Spiewak?
I have to agree. That a lot of hits. You know, that's the measure
like
of it.
I like him.
I couldn't identify a Nickelback song if you hit me over the head with it, so I have to pass on that one. The show Friends is overrated. 37% agree. What say you, boys?
I disagree. I think it's a great show.
I've always felt it was overrated, even when it was popular.
I also think it's overrated. Yeah, extremely so. Tomatoes are bad and ruin sandwiches.
That's mine. 35% agree. Oh, my God. I didn't even know this was in the story. No. Yes. 35% of people, they destroy a sandwich.
I like tomatoes.
I had tomatoes on a sandwich last night for dinner.
All right. 2-1 against me. Putting a period at the end of a text make it seem more aggressive. 51% agree. I disagree.
Oh, I disagree.
God damn it. I've had fights about this. I'm like, do I need a, in my inner monologue, do I need a period? Do I not need a period? Grammar. It's grammar.
Thank you. I agree with Oscar on that one. Yep. That's the three of us. We're all united on that. So orange juice is better with pulp. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
I agree.
Agree. Same here. Making the bed is a pointless chore. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I agree.
Disagree. You don't make the bed?
No. Mm-mm. But then I sleep so soundly, I seldom even move the blankets.
That's it. I don't need the last one after that. That's fine. All right. We're running late again. Here we go. Is that a good story? All right, real quick. Could the quarantine... Well, let me do my thingy here. Come on, pay attention. I hate it when I have to rush. Could the quarantine change whether or not you pay for your porn? The industry is asking people to think about actually paying for a little porn once in a while because of the major financial hit they've taken during the pandemic. On a related note, Oscar Santana would like to simply say, you're welcome.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I've paid my dues, all right? I'm set for life. Okay.
All right, this falls into... the great category, in my humble opinion.
This is a little something
for you. There is a woman in Australia who just shared a story on Facebook about an incident she had in a McDonald's drive-thru line over the weekend. I wish I was her.
Okay.
The line was long, and as the woman was finally placing her order, a, quote, young lady behind her started honking the horn. The woman says, quote, I thought to myself, take the high road. So, when I paid for my food at the first window, I paid for both orders. Woman who was honking the phone. When the woman who honked got to the drive-thru window and found out her order was paid for, she, quote, leaned out of the window, waved, and mouthed, thank you. Obviously embarrassed that this woman had paid for her food and how rude she was. But there's more to this story. Here's what the woman says. Quote, so when I got to the second window, I showed both receipts and took her food too. Now she has to go back to the end of the line and start all over again. That is passive aggressive revenge. That is the greatest story I've ever had.
I love
the story
it.
Of the month. She gets the apology and then she takes her food.
And drives off.
And drives off.
Oh, God.
Fantastic.
That's so great.
If that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. We'll take a break and come back with the audio of Father Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Attention shoppers, following CDC guidelines, please allow 6 feet between you and other shoppers. This means 2 shopping carts away from each other, or 2 golden retrievers standing nose to tail, or 1.5 times the size of the late actor, Hervé Villechaize. Please follow the arrows down each aisle, or Dirk will call the manager, and it will get ugly. Masks are recommended because breathing is optional, and I shouldn't have to tell you to wash your hands. They're disgusting, you filthy pig. Screw all that crap. Shop the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get what you want through Walmart and Target and have it delivered to your door. It's great if you hate people, and it's social distancing at its best. And change your underwear this week for sakes.
Thank you very much, great lady boys. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Stars. They're just stars. Like us. Noted disc jockey Bobby Bones loves to repair lamps, both electric and oil.
Great guy.
Bobby Bones. Who's Bobby
country,
Bones?
Country jock. Yeah. He's so important that he was on American Idol last year.
Also inducted into the, what is it, the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Bones.
Valerie Britannelli insists on plucking her own eyebrows.
Insists.
And there's a movement in Tennessee to replace all the statues of Confederate leaders with statues of Dolly Parton. The only problem, they're top heavy. They're working on it. God, just like you. But those are show business stars. Please give us Facebook stars. How are we doing on our Facebook stars, Oscar?
We're doing
Could
well.
Could it always be better?
We're doing well for people. I think people are still discovering them.
Yeah.
But it's right. Pleasant to see when I go back to the Facebook cast where you see when people give stars. It's always like that feeling like, you get it.
They do get it. It's fun. It's
That's wonderful. To send stars while you're watching, simply click the star, select how many stars you want to buy and give, and click send. Boom. Instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. So please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. Be part of Donation Nation. Did you know Dolly Parton has small feet?
Yeah, it's true.
All right. I'm not saying your joke. That's a
hack. Oh, come on. It's pretty good.
You say it.
All right. Hey, Oscar, did you know Dolly Parton has small feet?
I did not know that.
Yeah, nothing grows well in the shade.
Oh.
They didn't like that.
Send stars, everybody.
Thank you. Open up the audio vault.
Mike, I just want to say that it's June 16th. Happy National Fudge Day.
Fudge, fudge.
Wonderful fudge.
Loads of fudge in Fudge Town. Fudge, fudge. Loads of fudge. So much fudge.
We can hardly budge.
Fudge, it seems more like a Christmas time thing for me. I don't know why they would have Fudge Day in the summer.
Milk, lemonade, round the corner, fudge is made.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
We now take you live to an Asian airline. Turns out that a drunk woman who had a fight and broke up with her significant other had a few too many before the plane took off and had to actually be subdued and cause an emergency landing in China because she broke a window at 30,000 feet.
Oh, no.
I saw. Now, you know, there's 3 panes of glass and only one of the panes was broken. But here's the actual audio of the woman breaking the window, okay? Or being subdued. No one was injured, but we don't actually get to hear the glass break. So we went back.
I heard a crunching sound.
That was her being pushed into the chair because she was being subdued. She was upset from the breakup. I went back to our Mike O'Mara Sound Labs. This is what it could have sounded like.
There it is. That's terrifying.
I don't know what that thing is that keeps flying by, but I do
love
it.
Did you find a sound effect of a jet airplane window breaking? Is that what that
no,
was?
No, that, Mike, actually, that goes back. Do you remember when Mitt Romney was campaigning and said that if it was hot inside his press plane, they could open a window? I built that sound effect. I built that sound effect for Mitt Romney opening a window.
Hi, it's Mitt Romney. Let me go over here and get this window open at 30,000 feet. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I believe we're losing cabin pressure. I believe we're losing cabin pressure here. My God.
And yet your hair isn't moving. It's amazing, Mitt.
Incredible. Thank you very much.
Wow. All right. There is a video on our Facebook page that I encourage you to look at. People are on a road in Yellowstone National Park. They're, you know, going one way. They're in the right lane, of course. And over a mountain on the other lane, come the other way, I'm guessing about 4,000 bison. A stampede.
Wow, that's scary.
And there's some that are little. I mean, they're baby bison. And it's like, really, I mean, we've seen ducks up near the cathedral. I think that with all of this pandemic and people staying home, wildlife is just getting out and getting it done.
It's one of the better parts of the pandemic, to be honest with you.
But you need to see this video because the bison, it's bison for miles. Have you seen the Reunited shows that Josh Gad has been doing where he gets casts of movies back together on like big Zoom calls? This they did. They've done some really good ones. I love, always have loved the movie Ghostbusters. And he did one with most of the cast of Ghostbusters, including the director, Ivan Reitman. This is so funny that a movie that would be so big in someone's career, Sigourney Weaver does not remember that she had the idea for one of the major plot points of the movie.
The wonderful thing that Sigourney said during the audition is, you know, I read the script, it's very funny, but really, my character should become a dog at some point. And we didn't have that. We were still trying to figure out.
That was your idea? That was,
that was Sigourney's idea.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh my God. I really think I should be possessed and become a dog myself.
So when she comes leaping out of the Temple of Gozer, as
which is one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, that was her idea, and she didn't remember having it.
Yeah.
That's pretty great, isn't it? I love that.
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, she had a line. She had a line where somebody was talking about, wasn't she the one that said, that overheard somebody saying she's had work done?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She came back with, I've worked my ass off. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It is. I love that.
Great show business family. Remember, her father invented the Today Show, the Tonight Show, and the Tomorrow Show. He was a huge television executive.
Wow.
Very cool family. And we close with this, Mike. There was a viral comedy thing that was going on Facebook yesterday. So much stuff going on now that causes, you know, unrest and protest and people upset with companies. This is called What Really Happens When a Company Says We're Going to Launch an Investigation.
I know, Hayes, we are sorry. Everybody, I want you to know the company is sorry. And I promise, as the CEO, we are going to be launching an investigation into what happened. Okay, so sorry, guys. Investigation underway.
So then he goes backstage.
What'd you tell him?
I told him that we were launching an investigation.
They didn't say it right up. They didn't hear. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Oh, they're so stupid.
Check this out. Check this out. Pretty much this is going to be me.
Well, excuse me. Crime? Didn't see it.
Investigation over.
So what do we have to do now?
Oh, we don't have to do anything. Everyone's going to forget in like 3 days.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, including what causes the stink in a rental car.
I can't wait.
Those and more fantastic. And we have to get to Oscar Santana talking about fiscal responsibility in his home.
Yes, of course.
Yes, that's it. For Oscar Santana, Rob Seawack, Matty Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, still silent. Has anyone done a welfare check on him?
Well, he talked this morning before he got jumped on.
Yeah. Awesome.
So he's alive. That's
good. I didn't hear
that. I am
alive.
So. Sorry.
Oh, my God. All right, Count Chocula. Thank you. Rob Oscar, Mike saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do I want to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
Bye-bye.